I'm Jack Smith with Fred Nat outfielder Nick Peoples. Nick, you're in your second season with the Fred Nats, and how would you summarize your first 40-ish games overall?
Learning. I mean, each day is a learning process. I just try to get better as we go.
What's the biggest thing you've learned so far during this season?
Biggest thing I've learned so far, I mean, I guess how to deal with failure. I mean, it's kind of something you learn every year, or you go through every year, but it's just getting better at it as you go. So just learning how to deal with that. Just leave whatever happens at the field at the field. Go do something after the game. Go talk to people after the game. But, I mean, the game's the game, because whatever happens tonight will happen tonight. Tomorrow's a new day. The sun's going to come up. We're going to have another game. So, yeah.
So a game ends and you have time to go home and you're not going to think about the game that day. What will you be doing? What will you be thinking about?
Probably MLB The Show, playing some of that, or just honestly just sleep. That's usually what I think about.
Is there a valiant competitor in MLB The Show on this team that matches your skill level?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't say I'm the greatest. I have the best team for sure, but Yoel's pretty good. Meckley's pretty good. Davian. So there's a few guys.
I haven't played this year, so I don't really know who the best cards are. Who's the best card that you've got on your team?
Well, I just got the new 99 Beltran and the Gil Hodges, 99 Gil Hodges. So those are my guys. Oh, and hold on. And real 99 Nick Peoples. That's the best card.
You have your own 99 overall card, or is that a joke?
No, I got them. I got them like a few months ago, but yeah.
What was the process like? Did you have to submit a request for that, or does everyone get one?
I mean, pretty much everyone gets one, but you do have to submit it. Like minor league, major league guys, they get them for us. The speed's at like 70-ish, so we're working on that, try to get some stolen bases so that they can up that next year.
Obviously, switch hitters are pretty good in MLB The Show, and you're a switch hitter in real life. What's one thing, or maybe a couple things, that people that have not switch hit in their life and maybe haven't played baseball at the professional level wouldn't know about life as a switch hitter in pro ball?
I mean, it's just double work. Like, you got two different swings, you're two different people. I mean, if you feel bad on one side that day, you could feel amazing on the other side. And it's just, it's crazy. It's like a roller coaster.
I feel like some guys in the major leagues, I think Ketel Marte is one of them, like their swings are so different on each side of the ball. Do you feel like you're something like that, or are your swings comparable, whether it's right or left?
I try to keep them the same. I try to keep the work the same, but I mean, whatever happens naturally is going to happen. So they pretty much are different swings. I could do certain things right-handed better than I could do left-handed, and vice versa.
When did you decide to start switch hitting, or was it just something that kind of naturally sparked when you were playing as a kid?
It was something that was brought up by one of my coaches that I grew up playing for. It was like middle school. His son is a switch hitter, and he just asked me, and I said, sure, let's go for it.
What were the first couple of days or swings or times in the batting cage like when you decided to start switch hitting?
It was a lot of rough times. It was a lot of just trying to make contact, like a baby deer out there in the box. But, I mean, we're getting better.
That was back in California growing up. You and I are both originally from California. We've come out here to Virginia. What's your favorite part about each of the two states?
California, I mean, I guess you could say the weather. Nothing matches it. Virginia, I haven't been out much, but I could say, I mean, we have the Fred Nats here, so that's my favorite part.
That's Nick Peoples, starting in right field today. Nick, thank you for the time.
Thank you.